Reince Priebus entered the room with an entourage of eager GOPers. After reminding reporters that the purpose of the convention is to successfully oust President Obama, Priebus told them what to expect during this week's planning session.
I ran for chairman of this party for one reason, and that's to make Barack Obama a one-term president. This convention is the culmination of all that work. We're thankful, obviously, to be in Tampa Bay. All you have to do is look out the window and see how beautiful it is. Our state delegations are here this week to really scope out the area.
The event is expected to be huge. Priebus illustrated its grandeur by describing it as the Super Bowl times four.
There is going to be over 45,000 people here at one time, but they're going to be here for over a week, every day, doing different things in the community, events, parties, gatherings, fundraisers. It's going to be extraordinary. Estimates are that $175 million outside dollars will be spent here during the convention.
And plans for next year's mega convention are costly. Priebus was asked about security efforts for the convention that come with a whopping $50 million price tag. He did not say whether he thought that figure was appropriate.
Well, I mean, I'm going to leave that up to the powers that be. I mean, obviously, I think those amounts are, you know, that's an estimate of what the security might be. But obviously, we want to make sure that we have, a secured perimeter for our nominee. Obviously, there's going to be other folks that are at the convention that need to be protected. And I think that we'll have to do, you know, whatever is required in order to keep people safe and want to have a safe experience for our delegates. And I think it's very acceptable and reasonable in our country that nowadays we would make sure that we provide for a secured perimeter.
Of course, security costs may not be too much of a concern for RNC officials. Mayor Bob Buckhorn has asked the federal government to foot that bill. It's an effort that Priebus and the RNC appreciate.
I want you to know that we've got a great working relationship, too, with Bob Buckhorn, the new mayor, obviously, and he's been great. He's already been up at the RNC in Washington. I've met him a couple of different times. We're communicating regularly, and he's going to be a great partner in putting on this convention.
Priebus also spoke about what will happen if the Florida legislature decides to move up its primary. Nothing is stopping the state from doing that, but the decision could be costly in terms of the number of delegates Florida can send to the convention.
We've been communicating with the folks in Florida here as far as what our rules say, and we understand their position. I think, you know, I respect their position, and it's just a matter of, as the chairman of the RNC, what my obligations are to the rules of the committee. So while I can appreciate and respect the viewpoints of people here in Florida that want to move their calendar date, it doesn't change my responsibility to enforce the rules, which is, you know, you lose half your delegates. That's a pretty rough rule, but it is what it is, and the people here that represented Florida when that rule was passed voted for it unanimously.
Breaking the rules, he said, is not up for discussion.
We can talk about it, and we can sit around and drink coffee and guess as to what might happen, but as far as our rules go, they are what they are. And the rules say that we have four states that will go in February. You have a March 6 window that opens up for everybody else. It's real simple.
The summer planning session will continue through Saturday. Tomorrow, the RNC will talk about convention rules, redistricting, and presidential debates. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.